when raising consciousness ain't enough. The images of voracious famine leaking out of the steamy deserts of the northwest African nation of Niger cuts to the souls quick. Babies barely able to grasp a breath. Mothers with breasts as flat and milkless as boys. Dizzy with hunger, laid low in the barren dust, awaiting whatever release that either death or food may bring. Fathers weeping because there is a relentless drought, and there is nothing, nothing to feed one's wife, one's children, one's aged mother. This is Niger, 2005, and according to broadcast reports, it'll take some 4 weeks or perhaps more for any food relief to reach the nation. It is a telling reflection of the lives we live that here, in the heart of the empire, there are millions of people who have so much to eat that the fastest growing health threat is morbid obesity and its equally serious cousin, diabetes. Billions of dollars are spent annually on the latest fad diet, carbo diets, Atkins diets, grapefruit diets, and, if I'm not mistaken, a donut diet. Okay, I'm joking about the last one, but just barely. What's wrong with this picture? How the world is organized and how the world's economic business is done is what's wrong. Clearly, some people have too much. Others have nothing. One also couldn't look face on at these pictures without thinking almost immediately of the recent worldwide music concerts, which were designed to raise consciousness, not money, about the starving millions in Africa. As I looked at these famished people, babies so weak and drawn by hunger that they could no longer eat, as one girl's tender mouth was a nest of parasites eating her tiny body alive, and wondered about the concerts that were designed to raise consciousness about the plight of the starving. It reminded me that we live in an age when TV becomes not merely an image, but a fact. Millionaire musicians stage concerts around the globe, pulling in billions to the international media conglomerates, showing how nice and progressive and caring these stations are, while perhaps 600,000 people in one country will starve to death by week's end. Madness. Media madness. Corporate madness. Capitalist madness. We live in a world where madness passes for normalcy, where the raging logic of the marketplace leaves tens and hundreds of millions of people in dire peril, and the gap between rich and poor grows exponentially daily. Yet, like little Neros, we play musical accompaniments to massacres of hunger, which can be prevented with virtual ease. But this is Africa, Niger, poor people, agricultural people. These are expendable people. These are but flickering images on a screen. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.